Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the fact that there was a shooting yesterday near the White House that interrupted President Trump's briefing on TV. If you saw it, Trump had just begun a coronavirus briefing when a U.S. Secret Service agent escorted him from the briefing room. The president returned minutes later saying there had been a shooting outside the White House and it was under control. Authorities say a uniformed Secret Service officer shot and wounded a man during a confrontation near the White House that led to the president being abruptly escorted out of the briefing room during the news conference. The chief of the Secret Service Uniform Division, Tom Sullivan, says the White House complex was not breached. Sullivan said the man had claimed he was armed and appeared ready to fire before the officer shot him. Sullivan did not address whether the man had indeed been armed. The name of the 51-year-old man hasn't been released. What do you make of that yesterday?
Well, look, this president is so erratic that nobody puts anything past him at this stage. I'm sure you should take it for the way that it was presented, which is there may have been a problem. Nevertheless, I've heard predictions that he would pull something like this, and I'm sure that they were wrong, but you never know. You have a guy who lies as a way of life, and so when you need to trust him or trust the people around him, you really can't do it. That is just the way that it is. You know, it is interesting how little information came out in the hours after the shooting. You know, some kid gets into a grocery store with a gun, and you're going to know about it. In this case, we know very, very little. It may be that somebody acted prematurely. We just don't know. And the more that they either cover it up or refuse to discuss it, the worse that kind of speculation is going to be.
Meanwhile, the world has hit 20 million global coronavirus cases, and it has doubled in the last 45 days. The state of this country, which has a quarter of the cases, as we head into what will ultimately be thousands and thousands of young people, college and K through 12 students heading back to school, whether or not this will get worse, and we don't seem to be willing to tamp it down and do the right thing.
David, the right thing here, obviously, was for the President of the United States to come out and say in the very beginning, look, we're going to have a terrible time here. We're going to have this pandemic in this country, and I want everybody to wear a mask and to socially distance themselves. We've said this 1,000 times. It just never stops being the obvious choice. Now, look, a lot of schools and colleges are going to have a big fiscal mess if they don't let the kids back in. Nevertheless, if the choice is death or potential death or letting the kids back in, it's clear what has to be done. You have to be very, very careful. Now, I think in New York State, where you have Governor Cuomo talking about how, you know, it's less than 1% of infection rate, well, then you can open things up cautiously. But even there, you're pretty sure that sooner or later somebody's going to have the virus, and then there's going to be a question as to whether you have to close things up again. There is a reality here that we are suffering from the worst pandemic, certainly of my life. But this is something that could have been stopped much earlier had the president acted decisively and done the right thing. Instead, he goes on television and he says 5 cases, maybe 15 or something like that. So that means that this president didn't do his job. It's that simple. There are those who stick with him no matter what, and they will continue to do that. We see things like motorcycle rallies, David, in which when they interview the people who are there, they say, so I get it. If I get it, I get it. This is sort of social suicide. That's what it is.
Well, the new tack from the president is considering banning reentry by citizens who may have the coronavirus. The rule being considered would allow the government to stop a citizen from returning to the U.S., says the New York Times, if an official believed the person had been exposed. If President Trump approves the change, it would be an escalation of his attempts to seal the border against what he perceives as threats.
Well, yeah, it's so interesting the way that this president utilizes whatever he has to in order to make an original and erroneous point. I mean, the closing of the border was one of the early and terrible mistakes that this president made. And he was doing it in order to single out people of color from entering this country. It was an attack on them, and the them is in quotes. So that's what this guy does. That's what he's known for. And this should come as no surprise to anyone.
Well, maybe Americans are a bit surprised that they haven't gotten this Heroes Act passed yet, with the president considering executive orders, while in the virus talks, we're reading that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats are holding firm. While Trump has issued some executive action, Pelosi is dismissing them as an illusion. Trump says he's still quite open to a deal with Congress, but Americans are suffering.
David, they are. Look, this was predictable. The Republicans came up with $1 trillion. The Democrats in the House came up with $3 trillion. I said they were going to agree on $2 trillion, and apparently that was the offer. Meantime, Trump does his executive orders, but it turns out that they're not quite what they seem. You know, there's a huge reduction in how much every American would get from the $600 that they were getting before. That all plays into the fact that many people can't afford to not send their children to school because they have to go to work. And I don't know about you, David, but when I'm walking and I see into the hamlet of Great Barrington and I see cars at the old rate, in other words, there are so many cars that you wonder who's obeying these stay-at-home ideas. So things are reopening because people really need to go to work. People really need to send their kids to school. But the dangers are huge.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Always great to talk to you.
And you, David, have a wonderful day. We'll all be back tomorrow if the creek don't rise.